And the next question that comes follows on from that. Question 14. Question 13, or the answer finishes by saying, by sinning against God. Question 14 asks, what is sin? What is sin? Now, I'm quite sure that if you were to stop somebody in the streets of Shrewsbury or Telford or Dorrington or wherever you happen to live, and you ask that question, what is sin? You'd either get a very puzzled look, or maybe a very annoyed look, or maybe a very angry look. What a strange thing to ask. What a rather offensive thing to ask. What an unpopular subject to bring up. What is sin? Sin is not a very popular word, is it? I can remember sitting round a table once, having a meal with lots of people who weren't believers. And at some point, the conversation was getting quite loud, quite animated about politics and morals and all the rest of it. And I said something along the lines of this. The biggest problem in the world is sin. Our sin. Human sin. And as you can imagine, there was a bit of an embarrassed, stunned silence. And people were looking down and looking at their fingers and fidgeting. And the atmosphere was as thick as British Rail coffee as it used to be years and years ago. And people don't want to talk about sin, do they? But do they really know what sin is? What is sin? Is sin something really dramatic and terrible that only a few wicked people do? Is sin a matter of murder or terrorism or genocide, armed robbery, that sort of thing? Are they sins? Drug dealing, is that a sin? Well, yes, they are sins, aren't they? But sin is much, much more than that. Look at our answer on the back of your sheets. What is sin? Let me explain this. Sin is any want of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. Now that word want means lack. Sin is any lack of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. Now occasionally I have visual aids. I've had little visual aids in the past, like a little pen, a little mobile phone, a couple of small key rings, and this morning I've got a somewhat larger visual aid, if I can get it out of its bag. Thank you to Ruth and Alex for supplying this dartboard. Now, why am I showing you a dartboard? I wonder if anyone can work out why I'm showing a dartboard.
You can play darts with it.
Oh, I wish I could. When I try and play darts, I don't just miss the numbers I'm aiming at, I miss the whole board most of the time.
I do that.
I'm a very, very poor darts player. But sin, one of the words for sin in the Old Testament means missing the mark. Missing the mark. And if you ever watch darts, if you watch the best darts players, do they always, 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 always get the dart in exactly the place they want it? I'm not sure they do. They aim for this one, don't they? A lot of the time. That's triple 20. I know that. Triple 20 is 60. And 360s is 180. But they don't always get 180, do they? And sometimes they aim for a double to finish, don't they? I know a bit about darts, you see. And sometimes they get it, sometimes they miss it. Or they might aim for the bullseye, which is 50, isn't it? Now, if every dart player always got what they wanted, they'd always win, wouldn't they? But they don't. They miss. They miss where they're aiming for. Now that is exactly what sin is. One word for sin means missing the mark. Missing the mark. Falling short. Not getting where you want to get. And it's actually this, as we see in the answer. It's failing to conform to the law of God. It's not matching up to what God requires of us. That is what sin is. And so sin is not simply a matter of really particularly dreadful, wicked crimes. Sin is anything in us, not just what we do, but what we say, what we think, what we imagine. Our very heart, anything about our nature that falls short of the perfect law of God. You and I can do the right things, can't we, and look as though we're doing very well. But we're doing them for the wrong reasons, because we all fall short. It says in the letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That is what sin is. Sin is falling short of the glory of God. Sin is any want, any lack, any want of conformity to, or transgression of, which means any going against, breaking the law of God. So it's quite a short answer to learn this week, and you've got 2 weeks to do it, unless Gareth decides to go on to question 15 in my absence next Sunday morning. He may do that. But let's say this answer together, shall we? What is sin? Sin is any want of conformity to or transgression of the law of God.